Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, you might or might not be aware that Parliament's Public Accounts Watchdog, the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, or SCOPA as we know it, has resolved to launch a full inquiry now into the Road Accident Fund. It's one of the country's most troubled and even dysfunctional institutions. Now, the RAF is meant to support road accident victims, but for years has been plagued by legal irregularity, procurement scandals, executive instability, and what some might even suggest is systemic collapse. Now, the Association for the Protection of Road Accident Victims has spent about a decade pushing for this moment. And I'm in conversation now with the Deputy Chairperson, Nwako Motlaloga. Nwako, welcome and thank you very much indeed. Around 11 years of advocacy. So the fact that SCOPA is investigating this now, how significant is it? And what do you think has finally prompted Parliament into this action?
Thank you, Jeremy. It's long been coming and for APRAF, as APRAF, we're very happy. What it means to us is that for the past 11 years, we've been knocking on very many doors. We've been making several trips to Parliament, spoken to at least three administrations to make sure that they hear us, they listen to us to, you know, assist us in protecting the interests of the victims of road crashes. Now, what in our view has prompted SCOPA to make this rather good decision is that the RAF, its executive, especially through the CEO, have consistently been lying to Parliament. They've been misleading Parliament. And there are whistleblowers who we believe have really prompted the SCOPA chairperson to say, we need a full inquiry into the RAF. And that's precisely because of the arrogance that the RAF executive, especially the CEO, has been showing the public generally, the Minister of Transport and Parliament.
It's interesting, though, that the SIU, the Special Investigations Unit, is already investigating the fund. So what I'm a little confused about is what additional value a parliamentary inquiry is going to bring.
Look, we welcome the investigation by the SIU. Obviously, they follow their own process. But, Jeremy, there are much bigger issues within the fund which are not covered within, which are not covered by the SIU investigation. For an example, if you look at the executive of the RAF, there are many empty positions there which are critical for the functioning of the RAF. Now, we believe that those vacant positions are vacant deliberately so that the executives that are there in the RAF, especially the CEO or the suspended CEO, can continue to make decisions without being challenged by anyone in the executive. So in our view, that is deliberate. That is one. The other issue is that the RAF has not been forthcoming with full and good information that will help SCOPA to exercise oversight over the entity, which is the RAF. So the inquiry, in our view, will help to unearth some of the troubling issues that will never be covered by the SIU investigation.
What do you make of the fact that the chief executive of the RAF is in contestation with the chair over his suspension and is now going to court to challenge it? That further muddies the water, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It is our belief that the board generally has, over a long period of time, allowed the chief executive to do as he pleases. And in our view, their fight now stems from the fact that they couldn't agree on appearing before SCOPA. And the fact that the chief executive's contract is now coming to an end. So we believe that some people need now to, you know, are now desperate to save their faces and their careers. And that is why the fallout has happened now. But it is clear if you check the pattern of events for the past year or so, that the board has been protecting the CEO. Mm. in the face of many wrong things that have been happening within the agency.
Now, if I understand the process correctly, SCOPA's next step is to finalize terms of reference. So as far as you're concerned, what needs to be included in that mandate to ensure this inquiry leads to actual reform and not just another paper-pushing exercise?
Jeremy, we believe that there needs to be stricter oversight within the RAF. I'll give you a simple example. The RAF is not meant to be investing any money. Now, the chief executive in one of the SCOPA hearings told SCOPA that there are several bank accounts which the RAF has with several banks, but he refused to tell SCOPA where those accounts are being held, with which financial institutions, and that through those various bank accounts, they've amassed interest to the value of 11 billion. Now, if you consider the mandate of the RAF, their mandate is to pay out claims to victims, some of whom have been waiting for very many years, some of whom have died without having paid what is due to them. Now, why would the RAF, which collects money from Treasury in the form of the fuel levy, be investing such amounts of money whilst there are poor people that are dying out there waiting for the fund to pay them? That is one. Two, if SCOPA wants to have some sense of where that money is being held and how much that money is, what gives the chief executive the right to say, no, I can't tell you, now I can't tell Parliament? That is just one of the many examples that we believe through a full parliamentary inquiry, you know, we can get to the bottom of a lot of other things. If you still have got time, Jeremy, I can give you one other example. The accounting standard. We know that the RAF is all too happy to go to court to challenge the accepted accounting standard in our country, simply because they choose to do so. They're doing this against the advice of the ministry where they account. Now, we believe that they need to go and explain to Parliament, maybe the department and the public, why they choose to use a different accounting standard against the advice of the Minister of Transport, for example.
Let me ask you one final question. You've called this investigative decision a victory for victims. I accept that. But as you've just said to me, many people are still waiting for compensation. Some have died. Do you believe this inquiry is going to deliver immediate relief, or, as many are suggesting, it's still years away from change?
It'll take a bit of time, Jeremy, to, you know, to fix the rot that is in the RAF. But if we are to be called to testify or give evidence or help the inquiry, one of the key things that we are going to suggest is that the RAF must come up with a settlement hub within the agency that we believe, if they capacitated with the right people, with the right skills within the fund, they can clean up some of the backlog within the fund. That will enable them to sort of quicken the settlement of claims. Because if you look at what is happening now, the court rolls are clogged, and the fund is not defending itself at court, as a result of which there's now the majority of decisions being made through, you know, undefended court decisions. So if they set up a settlement hub within the road accident fund, we believe that it will assist a great deal to make sure that the poor and the victims are getting what is due to them.
Right. Well, all South Africans, I guess, will be watching both of those investigations unfold with a great deal of interest. The deputy chairperson of the Association for the Protection of Road Accident Victims, Nwako Motlaloga, thank you very much for joining me today.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.